Welcome to Fandemic, a podcast by fish fans for fish fans trapped in the coronavirus pandemic of 2020. We work in many different fields and languages. We are healthcare workers. We work in communications, transportation, advertising, retail, manufacturing. We are teachers, parents, and children. We are farmers. We are lawyers. We are technology. We are musicians, artists, and athletes. We are self-employed. We are unemployed or retired. We live all over the world. And two things that bring us together are being human and loving fish. In this podcast, we'll share stories, advice, and ideas for surviving and thriving during COVID-19. My name is Kate. I'm a mother of three. I'm a liver of life. I'm a lover of music. I'm a freelance podcast editor. I love editing audio, but this is the first time I've ever co-hosted a podcast, and I couldn't do it without my dear friend Chris Roy. Chris and I were fortunate enough to travel to see fish in Mexico back in February, right as the airports in North America started to begin putting up signs and screening for coronavirus. We returned to uncertain times as the pandemic grew. Schools have now closed. Many of us are out of work. Many of us are working from home now or working insane hours on the front lines, as Chris Roy is. Chris is the manager at a big grocery store in New Hampshire. It seemed appropriate that in our first episode, we listened to her recent experiences at work as we all need to eat. Welcome, Chris. Thank you for collaborating on Fandemic with me. Looking forward to interviewing many folks from many walks of life in the weeks to come here. But most of all, thank you for working around the clock to help keep us all fed.
Hey, Kate. So happy to be here. So happy to be here. So, like, my story. Like, I'm a grocery worker working on the front lines right now, and it's more than who I am, but right now that's who I am. I love fish. Fish is absolutely my passion to help me through all of this that I'm dealing with on a regular basis. We have a lot of mental instability going on right now. Everyone's panicked, everyone's anxious, and honestly, things like this and fish and live music coming together has really kind of helped me through all the rough days that I've had and are coming. They're coming. They're going to be rough. It's going to be tough, but we are all in this together.
I mean, today was your first day off, and how many days? How many hours have you worked this week?
Today was my first day off since Thursday, and I've worked 65 hours this week. I have just people not wanting to come in, and I absolutely respect that. I can't make them come in. I also have a very hard time saying no to not coming in. So until I'm actually quarantined or come down with this, because it might happen, I'm still going in so that you guys can all get your groceries and feed your families while we're all learning to live in this new normal.
And what is this new normal?
I really don't understand the toilet paper thing. That's strange to me. I don't get it. Oh, like, people having a hard time finding chicken right now. Like, if we get it in, like, I'm like, all right, who in my family needs chicken? Because we got some in, let's go. Like, I feel like a drug dealer at this point with who needs what and what can I bring you home.
And there are regulations, right? Like, on, you can only sell how many gallons of milk per person? Or
we can sell two. Like, we're or at least our company has limited it to two to be able to service as many customers as possible.
Wow.
So that limit of two is on milk, bread, eggs, paper products, hand sanitizers, if we can ever get those back in, and then air disinfectants such as Lysol, your cleaning products, your Lysol wipes, your Clorox wipes, all the stuff that everyone wants right now. We do have to limit to a limit of two to be able to make sure that everyone can get at least some sort of supply out there.
And people are quitting because they want to stay home, or they're taking time out.
They're not quitting. No one is losing their job over this. I do want to make that clear. If you are uncomfortable to come into work, there is no repercussions happening whatsoever. I respect that 100%. Honestly, if I could make that decision to just stay home, I would. I just being a manager, I just feel that extra responsibility to make sure that shit's going. And as long as I'm still healthy and I'm taking all the precautions that I can take, I will continue to work.
You are really, truly on the front lines. I was looking for something. Well, what about the trucks? So and then when do the trucks come?
That's also another thing that has been hugely affected by this. Like, we have so much product in our warehouse, but we only have so many drivers, and there are limitations. You don't want a drowsy driver, a drowsy 18-wheeler truck driver on the road. So there's rules and regulations that absolutely have to be followed. They're necessary to maintain safety. But with increased grocery loads and amounts that are coming to stores where one truck could go to three stores, one truck is now going to one store. Unload it, go back, go to another store. So our loads are increasing because the shelves are empty. But we only have the same amount of drivers that we've had. Obviously, we're trying to find people to hire, but it's so unknown right now. Who wants to really be out this? I would rather people just stay home. Like, you should have done enough of your panic buying at this point. We're a week into this. Like, you should have what you need. Stay home. Let's let it flatten. Let's let it calm down. Like, let's just. And if that can happen, we can restock the grocery stores. You will be able to come in for regular groceries. You're not going to have to panic buy. You're not going to have to doomsday prep in a matter of a week.
What is the main number one? Are people like throwing down beer times a million?
Actually, I thought that there would be more alcohol sales. There's actually not as much as I thought. But the toilet paper baffles me, and then all other paper products. So as soon as toilet paper's gone, there goes the paper towels, there goes the napkins, there goes the tissues. Strange, baffles me to no end. Bread is flying off the shelves very quickly, but that's any par for course for any snowstorm we've ever had, any weather event we've ever had. I live in New England, like, we have snowstorms, people panic buy bread, milk, eggs, all that fun stuff. But it's not, that's to be expected. The things that I do like that are seeing going off the shelf are canned goods. Like, those are things that people can hold long term. Doesn't take a lot of effort to be able to heat it up. Heat it up, do what you need to do. It will sustain you. Like, canned goods are fine. Those are flying off the shelves. We're definitely restocking those, but they're much easier to stock. They're not perishable. You're not relying on cows to produce more milk or bakers to be able to bake more bread. This is stuff that's mass produced and is already ready and waiting to go. So, canned goods, fine. No problem. Still don't get the fucking paper products. I do feel like people are learning how to cook right now.
Yeah, totally. So self-care, I want to talk about fish. I want to talk about so when do you take a break? When do you listen to your jams? How do you do it? Do you have a minute to go to the bathroom and take a second and put on a jam or just take a deep breath or take care of yourself so that you can be on the front lines to feed the people? Because that's what you're doing.
Breaks are kind of funny right now. There's not much time. I do try to. I can't necessarily say that I always get a break every day. But rides in and rides home are key. I have about a 25-minute commute in that ride in and just picking the right jam. And it's fish, so a 25-minute commute can be a really good jam. Sometimes I might leave a little earlier so I can sit in my car and just listen to the rest of the jam so that we're good to go for the day. And then the ride home. The ride home is always key. Sirius XM is usually pretty great for the ride home. Like, it's just, I don't have to think about it. I just hit play and off it goes.
Thank God for Fish Radio right now. Holy shit. Those
Thank
guys
God for
are.
Fish Radio. Those guys are crushing it. Thank you, Ari. Thank
Thank you,
you.
Jonathan. Crushing it. And then I think so last night when we talked about doing this podcast, we were like, what should we play for a theme song? I think it was you that was like, it has to be Buried
It
Alive.
does, because we all feel kind of like we're buried here right now, but like when you hear a buried alive, like you know you're in for a good time. Like it's gonna be rough, it's gonna be dark, it's gonna be tough, but like you know it's a good
It's a
time.
good time, and you chose the one from 6, 7, 12, right? I think so.
Oh, Worcester shows. Worcester shows are always great. I love Worcester shows. Oh,
That was a great.
give me some 97 Worcester
Yeah,
shows. Absolutely.
we're gonna play
But
a
Worcester shows,
whole
Worcester
bunch of them
shows.
on this podcast. And so what's gonna happen now, I think, right, is we're gonna have multiple guests on in every field possible, like from,
That's dealing with all this.
yes,
Like
from.
there's healthcare workers out there, there's pharmacy workers out there, there's people trying to maintain your internet provider because there is a huge influx on internet pro like it's we're all
Yeah,
home, we're
like,
all
how
streaming,
does
like no one
this, I
has
mean,
cable anymore.
go help your elderly neighbor? Like, how do, like, Lyft drivers, like, what is that like? How about, teachers, big one. I think episode two is going to be teachers and homeschool, and
Oh, that's
like,
gonna be fun
it's going to be super
because
fun.
everyone's trying to learn in a whole new curve
Everyone
with homeschool.
learn at home with homeschool. We also, I think we need also some, maybe like, people who are totally out of work and lost their job, and like, what the fuck do they do? Maybe go to your,
Right, like you're
maybe,
self-employed and now you
yeah.
have nothing. Like, what are you doing?
Well,
What, how are you, what are you doing to keep your spirits up? How are you maintaining? Like, how is it,
how are you?
where is the silver lining in this?
I mean, can they maybe go to the grocery store and say, could I please have a job?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But we are in contact with so many people. Like it's tough. It's tough. Like, yes, we're hiring. And if you want to make money right now, absolutely. Go apply at your local grocery store. They're expediting the process. They're trying to get people in the door to be able to stock the shelves for the customers and just get the customers out in a quick and timely manner so that limited exposure, but it's tough. You're definitely you will be putting yourself out in the public. It's a different world out there right now. Working in a grocery store, I'm seeing a whole bunch of people in there, and that's a little bit tough for me right now because you're seeing these people that they have said that they've been to five and six stores already looking for one product that they think they need. And it's like if you just take a step back, like you don't need that. Do you really need it? Like, stop going to all these different places to expose yourself to multitudes of people. Call before you go. We'll answer you. We're going to tell you what we have and what we don't have. And, like, the same thing that you're looking for in all five stores, call. It might get frustrating for us to get always field these same calls. And I will never tell someone to just come in and see what we've got because I don't want more people in the store. But if you call the store and ask for what we've got, we have a rundown of what we know what we have in stock. We know what you guys are looking for. We know what are the hot items. We'll know what we don't have. Give the stores a call.
That's awesome. And what about, so do you guys do curbside at all?
We have a delivery service that's a third party delivery service, which can help you, but we can't guarantee that all the products are in stock right now. Like, if you're doing a delivery service, kind of assume that you're probably not going to get about a quarter of your order. If you're looking for the fresh stuff, the hot items, you're probably not getting it. If you're looking to get toilet paper, if you're looking to get baby wipes, milk, bread, some specific canned goods, frozen vegetables. Oh, those are gone. Those are absolutely gone. Frozen vegetables,
Those are gone.
gone. People don't like people do not like edamame beans. I fucking love edamame beans, but people do not like edamame beans.
I like edamame beans.
Me too. A little bit of olive oil and pepper, and off you go. Here we go.
Oh, so the, what else is so now let's talk about fish for a
Oh,
second.
okay.
Let's think about a nice jam that we could play.
So my favorite fish can play whatever they want, but if they would always cover 2001,
Oh my God.
I will always dance. I will always be happy. I will always love it.
Tell me all about it, girlfriend. How about in Mexico? That situation got
Oh,
very good. That
Mexico.
2001 was no
2001 was
joke.
so,
It was
so
fantastic, but
good. So,
I
so
know you have
good.
another f
Such a good
it
dance
was
time.
dance, it was dance
I
party.
have
I know
another
you do.
favorite. I definitely have another favorite. My other favorite, this was yet another show I was at. But this 2001 is just so spacey, so fun, such a good vibe, and such 97 fish.
Ew.
Who doesn't love
Who
97
doesn't love
fish?
97?
So this was Hartford 97, 11/26, 97, and this 2001 just got spacey and sick and loopy and fun, and I hope you all enjoy it as much as I do. It's 2001. They can play whatever they want, but if they always play that, I will absolutely be happy to dance along.
Thank you.
Oh my. So like, what can we do to help? Like what can we do to help you?
We all need food right now because we can't go out to eat right now. We can do takeout and definitely support your local takeout, like support your DoorDash. They're leaving it at doors now instead of having any contact with people. Support that. Those restaurant workers need the work just as much as the rest of us. So any way you can help with that. But if you do need to come into the grocery store, try and limit it to as little as possible. Get what you need. Don't overbuy. You might be stuck in your house for a week or two. Buy your weekly groceries. Send someone out who's healthy, not showing any signs or symptoms, has not begun any contact with anyone with this virus. It's going to get slimmer and slimmer, but send your healthiest person out to do that to be able to limit the spread as much as we can.
Really wise words. Also, I was wondering, like, in particular, what can we do to be kind to like everyone in the grocery store who's working 90-hour weeks or 70-hour weeks like you are? What can we do to like make your day better?
Just be cognizant of that we've been working ridiculous hours with little pay that is not reflective of the job that we're doing right now. Be patient with us. If we are short with you, please understand that this is probably our 8th or 9th day straight, and we might have been working 14-hour days straight up. Like, please just be patient with us, and we are trying our best to accommodate everyone in this great time of need that we all just need to come together. We all need to be a little bit patient. And honestly, I haven't seen ridiculousness. There's been hoarding situations, yes, but for the most part, all of our customers have definitely been super thankful and appreciative. I just want to see them less. I just want them to get what they need for a week and go home. Like, don't do daily shopping. Stock up for a bit, but I don't want to see you for another week. And I know we're all having a hard time with social distancing and not being able to see people, and that is I'm not understanding social distancing right now because of being in the grocery store. I just see people socializing. They're maintaining distances, but they're still socializing. It's almost like there's no other place for people to go. So if I'm at the grocery store and I see my neighbor, I'm going to stop and chit chat with them. Great. But really, just limit your time wherever you're at to be the quickest as possible. And I know it's tough, but in this day and age, we are so well connected through the internet, through FaceTime, through all these different platforms that you are able to still be connected with people without being in their actual presence. It's wonderful. Use it. Use it how we can. It's there for us. It's there. It's not anything that we've ever had before that has allowed us to be so connected when we're so not physically
For
connected.
sure. And like that's a whole other, so this podcast, this is the first episode, but you know, well, episode two I think will be teachers. I think we're gonna have three teachers on and talk about what that's like and like homeschooling for kids. Like we gotta reach out to everyone. Everyone is affected by this in the world right now, you know.
Yes. This is a world event. We are all, this is a time before coronavirus and a time after coronavirus.
I saw this great post by Questlove on Instagram where, you know, he was like, I rarely ever post this, but, and I'm so, I cut my cable like 2 years ago and just for other reasons, 'cause I can access, t I'm a TV fanatic, but just don't leave the fucking television on for your children 24/7. Like they don't need to hear just this repeat over and over because it changes every second and it's like,
Like whirlwind. You're right. This whole past week has been a whirlwind, and things change by the day at this point. They're changing by the hour. They're changing by the minute. Tune in, be aware, know what's going on, but don't get stuck in that loop. It's not healthy. It's not good for your soul.
thank you, Chris, for talking today. Thank you so much for getting up early in the morning to go back to the grocery store and keep us all fed. When you all go out, please consider that everyone's exhausted out there. Take an extra moment of time to just be patient and kind and help somebody out. Check in with a neighbor. Go outside and take a walk if you're feeling a little bit down. Keep loving your heart. Be kind. Remember that operations are not typical out there. And most of all, we got to stick together through this. Thank you for listening to Fandemic. Tune back for more. We'll be here.